The tackle is missed. Debo off to the end zone. Touchdown 49ers.
Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Amazon.
What a game, right?
It was a great game.
Yeah.
36-24.
It was a great night.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Victory Friday. How about that, Stoney? And boy, did they need that.
They did.
That was the game they have not won all season. I know it's five games, but no, the Rams, everything you talked about yesterday, the Cardinals, that was the game that they lose. Get out to a lead, and this would have been 20. But, man, they pulled a rabbit out of their hats, Donnie, and the youngsters, the rookies, they helped. Everybody was in on it.
Yeah, it was definitely a team win. There's no doubt about it, especially because, obviously, they played without McCaffrey. They played the second half mostly without Jordan Mason, and they still made it happen. Isaac Garendo, big run to partially seal
Score!
That game.
Yeah.
Biggest play of the night, Renardo Green.
It was, Donnie.
The interception. The game got within one score. At one point,
man,
where if Seattle drives and scores a touchdown, they take the lead, and Renardo Green put an end to that. So they did get contributions from everybody. Goo, a solid win on the road, 36-24. And what it sets up, at least, is 10 days before their next game, and you got to feel a little better about where this team is, which, quite frankly, is in first place.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this. We were calling out, the station was, just, you know, we wanted to see more production from certain individuals. And last night it was a smorgasbord. We talked about Debo. I say, where you at, Debo? He showed up in the running game and that big pass that he took to the house, Donnie. And I'm like, okay, that's the Debo Samuel that, you know, where the offense used to run through him, 76 yards. And then you talk about the rookies. And now I guess all reports are Jordan Mason, you know, baby Marshawn. I'm not letting go of that. Stoney, sprained AC joint, and here comes Garendo. It's like, man, when does it stop? And then you talk about the secondary. I mean, the Green interception was, it was everything. Seattle had scored twice in a row. They're moving, and you're just like, Stoney, a loss in a game like that yesterday in that magnitude, I think could have crushed your psyche for the rest. And I know it's Friday payday, but, I mean, that's the kind of game that you might not get over on the heels of the Arizona debacle. So kudos to everybody coaching. Stoney, this was a team win. If we were giving game balls, I'm giving it to the whole squad.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had a hand in it. Bosa was good. The rookies were good.
You're right.
Debo Samuel, obviously, with a big play early. They threw for 255. They ran for over 200. The defense forced three turnovers.
Three of five in the red zone.
Exactly. So a lot of things got fixed, at least for 1 week. And what do you guys think, 49er fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners raised their record to 3-3. Brock Purdy, 18 for 28, 255 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. And the 49ers capitalize on three turnovers. I guess the one piece of bad news is the special teams gave up another long touchdown kickoff return.
Right when you felt like Seattle was dead.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And that made it 23-10, and then it got a little dicey, but the 49ers did what they have to do. I mean, to me, that was one of those games where the 49ers jump out to a big lead, and then you just know a run's going to come.
See, I didn't feel that way, though. I thought Seattle was dead, and he came.
Yeah, I didn't. I figured they were coming. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, we see a lot of hoop games like that where a team gets up 20, then the other team makes a run, and they cut it to six, but they never have, not never, but seldom do they have enough to get over the hump. And yesterday, the 49ers kept the Seahawks from getting over the hump, and it was a total team effort. So if you're a 49er fan, you got to feel pretty good today, especially after the way the first 5 weeks of the season have gone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And another guy I called out, you know, my version of the milk cartons, Donnie, was number 97, Bosa. And again, I know the football is not just about numbers, but I mean, he was at the quarterback or in the backfield. He was being disruptive, and that's all we ask. And he wasn't a one-man gang, but when Geno Smith got going and they scored two straight touchdowns, I'm like, man, I just kept thinking of why this victory's got to be sweet for Niner fans and the coaching staff, Stoney, because they knew what time it was, what this would have meant had the collapse been complete, you know? and they stopped that. And they did it with an infusion of youth. And you said the one bad thing, the one thing that bothers me is, you know, again, Stoney, this has been one constant for this team, but they keep going. Mason's out. We don't know how long, if any. Mustafa, who got a great interception on the first play of the game, who was inside the 30 when he made that nice interception, he left the game. But they did Golden State Warriors. They took a page out of their book. Stoney, this was truly a strength in numbers. Seattle scores late. What? They got all timeouts? And I'm thinking, okay, they might get the ball back if they stop them. And Garrido goes on that run and mimics what Arizona did to you last week in your house. They did that to Seattle, like, not tonight. Night-night. And Garrido, that was a beautiful – you got to be happy for him.
Yeah, that was the run that basically put the game away. Niners ended up taking it in for an additional score, and they end up winning by 12. So the 49ers get back on track and raise their record to 3-3. They beat a division opponent for the first time, and at least for the next 9-10 days, now we can look at Kansas City a little bit more, let's say, eye to eye.
Yeah.
And
we'll get to them next week, too. But it's looming. It's real. Bosa's never beat him in his career. But, Stoney, we were at the veranda. Thank everybody that came out and showed out. But you are so special. You have a list of the names of the people that we got to meet, and you'll shout them out later. But I just want you to get this out the way. When we got news, because I know you got material, that Mooney Ward wasn't playing, you said I looked like a politician. Every time somebody we didn't even know came up, Mooney Ward's out. Like, I didn't expect that. But they held it down. The Niners secondary held it down.
You know what, hey, Evan.
Mooney Ward, Evan.
Evan, last night, I walk in and I see Guru. And he goes, Steiny. I'm like, what's up, buddy? He goes, no Mooney Ward tonight.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no. Okay. Well, they're going to have to get it done without him. And then Jim comes by and Guru goes, yeah, Jim, Mooney Ward. And then Sally came by and Guru said, yeah, no Mooney Ward, though, tonight. And Guru faces me and he goes, you know what? I got to tell you, I feel like Adam Schefter. I feel like I'm breaking this news to everybody. I told him you weren't. It was...
That's a four, Evan.
But
they overcame like Martin Luther King's. That's a sweet win, man. No style points at this juncture, man. They did it.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They did. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling after this one, 49er fans? Do you feel like everything's, if not back to normal, at least on its way back to normal? Obviously, this team looked... That's probably its best game of the year, most impressive game of the year, for no other reason than it was the best team they played, even if they haven't played a lot of great teams. But I think you got to say this win was a little bit more thorough than the Jets win, and it was more thorough than the Patriots win. So if you're a San Francisco 49er fan for one day at least, and probably actually for the rest of this week and into next, you got to be feeling pretty good, and you are back atop the NFC West. And it looks like you got some things clicking last night. So a great night for the San Francisco 49ers.